History is going to record 2015 in France as a year of terror. Attacks in Paris at the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and then inside a kosher supermarket, both in January, shocked the nation and the world, only to be followed months later by the coordinated attacks in Paris that left more than 100 dead. France hosted the climate change conference in front of the world just after the Paris attacks and then held regional elections earlier this month that pushed the country further to the political right as voters and candidates grappled with terror and with questions about France's borders as migrants fled war and flooded across Europe. John Hockenberry sat down with Gerard Araud. He's French ambassador to the United States, and they discussed the year in a conversation that's made clear that all of these issues are nearly impossible to separate.
Well, the question of the borders is an open question now in the European Union, because as you know, there is what we call the Schengen system, which is allowing the free circulation of people in Europe. But with the wave of migrants coming from the Syrian theater, the Syrian battlefield, 1 million of migrants have entered the European Union territory, and a lot of countries have decided, in a sense, to reestablish controls at the borders. I think the Schengen system is endangered. Some people want to reestablish controls on the border. But it will be controls for everybody because, as you can guess, the simple question is how you define a Muslim. You know, really, it's totally illegal in France to make a difference on the basis of religion. So I suppose that because of the terrorist threat, we are more thinking in terms of reestablishing for some time at least the security border control at our borders.
How would you describe the reaction of France right now to all of the issues in the world that seem to be intersecting in Paris? Climate change, the issues of terrorism, and of course the results of the election that seem to be related.
Well, in a sense, the result of the elections, you know, can be linked to, I should say, two main phenomena. One, which is a long-term crisis of all the Western societies. In a sense, you have Trump in this country. We have Le Pen in our own country. And in most European countries, the far right is doing very well. I think there is the crisis of a middle class, which is facing globalization, which is facing the erosion of its social values, which doesn't trust anymore the left and the traditional left and the traditional right, and which is attracted by populism. In a sense, it exists in all the Western countries. In the case of France, you have to add to that, of course, the attacks, the terrorist attacks, and the crisis of the migrants, because the far right is looking for a scapegoat. In your country, in my country, and the scapegoat is the immigrant, and in the case of the Europeans, most of the immigrants are Muslims. So the far right has been repeatedly, asked to prevent the Muslims from entering our country, so they say, we told you so, after the Paris attacks. So I guess we have, you know, long-term and short-term colliding and giving to our far right.
Where was your heart on November 13th, Ambassador?
It was terrible, and it was devastating. We knew that there was the risk of a new terrorist attacks. You know, thousands of youths in Europe and especially in France are radicalized. We don't know whether they are going to cross the line or not to cross the red line. Hundreds of French are right now, and thousands of Europeans are right now in Syria. They will come back. And of course, it was heartbreaking, first for the victims, the people who were killed, but also for the future of the country, because one of the goals is not only to kill, is obviously to create a backlash against the Muslims. And the Muslims are part of our national community. So it's dividing our national community. Already at the attack of January, with the terrorists killing Jews in a kosher superstore was also dreadful. So no, it's a very difficult moment. I'm on phone with my friends in Paris, and after the attacks, and to be frank, also after the result of the elections, as we say in French, you know, they have a heavy heart.
It's a tough year for you and your countrymen. Let's hope 2016 is better.
Inshallah.
Inshallah indeed. Gerard Arnault is Ambassador of France to the United States. He spoke with us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Thank you very much.